Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no.
Well, my.
That is something that I have not heard before. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Fuck. Spit on that thing.
Concrete jungle wet dream tomato.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Hey, it's...
Okay,
me.
We apologize.
And I stretch.
It's time for the club, baby.
And I stretch.
On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Abbreviated club. We've got the Ducks, Beavs, Hoops coming up tonight.
Turn and burn. Great thing. We're 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
Great timing on our part. Boy, we've between whatever the hell I had going on during Stockwatch and this, boy, today has been a...
Emmy.
Yeah.
I smell an Emmy.
There was one listener that texted in and said it was the first time he was trying to consume our program, and he called us unprofessional and pathetic and said goodbye to me.
Well, don't lump me into that. I think he was calling you that.
No, blame your pathetic producer over here. It's me.
It was Schultz's.
My favorite thing in the world is when someone tells me, I'll never listen again.
Good luck to me.
Yes, you will,
now,
bud.
Yeah, now.
As he's typing it, yeah, let's just show him. Never listening again.
What?
Boom.
So have you heard of flipping the camera? It's the latest TikTok trend.
Flipping the camera.
Wait, what? Yeah. You guys heard of this?
No.
Don't know if I have.
A lot of people saying.
Well, you know, I'm busy on the TikToks all the time. You know,
putting
out content.
The viral, you know, like the Tide Pod challenge.
Sure.
All the dumb stuff people do on there gets out to people like us who aren't on there, you know?
Yeah.
This is the latest one. Now, it's not all that, well, I don't know. Well, I'll see what you think.
Okay.
But it's becoming controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Controversial.
Why did you say it like that?
Because it just seems like this isn't actually going to be controversial.
Well, like I said, we'll see what you guys think.
I'm going to flip the camera now.
It's called flipping the camera. So here's what this says. Okay. The clips began popping up at the end of last month. They're primarily popular amongst teenagers. Several of the most liked videos are shot in school hallways or gymnasiums. At the beginning, they will feature a group of kids enthusiastically doing the popular scuba dance.
Okay.
A few seconds in, someone will double tap the screen and flip the camera and catch the unfortunate camera person in an unflattering position, which is how you can find most people when their cameras are flipped on them unexpectedly.
Ah.
The sole intention of these videos is to mock the person who's generally agreed to record the wider group's fun. Mm-hmm. What's usually implied is that the person holding the camera is someone who's regularly excluded, who, for whatever trivial reason, hasn't been deemed worthy enough to dance with the rest, and the entire trend relies on the joke that the person holding the phone might not look 100% camera ready when they've been unwillingly and unexpectedly made the focus of the entire clip.
Yeah, I'm calling horse nears on this whole thing, because I'm seeing examples of this.
Yeah.
Like
what's it look like?
Okay, well, first off, I don't believe that anyone that's actually doing this is caught by surprise.
No.
And half
you mean
the time,
when the camera is flipped onto them?
Yeah, like there's
they know
no,
it's coming.
There's no way that you wouldn't know. Like you see them walking up to the camera and flip it, and then they sit there and act like they're in shock. And half the time, it's someone that in no way is part of the group. Like this is.
Yeah, they ask like strangers to do it.
Yeah, this is. I don't know, man.
So we're not buying this.
I'm not,
this is dumb. This is not controversial to you.
No, I think this is all made up, and I think this is.
Kids are bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a few weeks, these videos became extremely popular without significant pushback, but lately, users are engaging with them more critically. In fact, in the Flipping the Camera search results right now, you'll find more videos from people thoughtfully scrutinizing the trend instead of willfully participating.
I mean, I'm seeing some of these, and it looks like maybe they're asking, like, homeless people or maybe street, kind of street bros.
Streetmen?
Yeah.
Streetmen.
I see that a little bit, and because...
That's kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's asinine to me.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, I feel like the ones that actually look shocked and seem authentic are you're asking some dude that's got like one tooth and seven pairs of sweatpants on. That seems to be more likely. Like you're asking people on the street. Because I don't believe that any kid is caught off guard or you just walk up to a random adult and are like, hey, can you film me and my friends doing this cool scuba dance? Ha ha! Flip the camera, bitch! I mean, no one's...
Yeah, I think the olds... Yeah. I feel like if they asked a stranger, an old guy like me,
yeah,
I would have no idea what they were doing.
Yeah.
And they probably wouldn't care.
You think they'd fool you?
Fool me, what do you mean? By like, flipping the camera?
Yeah, and then you... But once
I wouldn't understand why. Like, okay. I now have seen the trend. We're talking about it. But I just mean, like, if they caught me in the wild and said, hey, man, will you film us?
Yeah.
And then I'm filming them dance.
Mm-hmm.
And they flip the camera on me. I would have no earthly idea why they did that. And I would just hand them the phone back and go about my day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care that...
That's my point. Like, I'm watching some of these, and the moment the camera is flipped, you can see yourself on camera, so you now know that it's you. And I'm watching this, and people sit there for, like, 30 seconds and just, like, film them their own face. Like, no one...
Well, why don't you just turn it back?
Well, exactly. Or you'd put it down and be like...
Oh, here's your phone back.
Here, you screwed it up.
Yeah.
No one other than the homeless dude who doesn't know what's happening. No one's... This just seems very fake and kind of... Like everything else, anytime you see one of a viral video now, you kind of have that doesn't seem real.
Well, isn't this confuses me, and I might sound like 70 years old here, but like, so the person that's doing it, that's taping this with the phone, they're the ones that have to double tap that button, right?
No, I think one of the dancers just hits, you know how you, because it's pointed at you, right? And one of the dancers just hits the screen.
I don't know, man. All I know
that's
like,
what the way I understand.
Kids, I get you. Okay, so I got you. I understand.
And that catches them off guard, and they go, gotcha!
All I know is if a group of kids asks you to film something, just say no.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm not touching your damn phone.
Yeah, I'm good.
When's the last time you wiped that phone down? I'm not touching it.
Well, I don't know if this happens to you. It's like when we travel and someone asks to take a photo, like you should never ask the guy to take the photo. Always ask the girl. Like, even if someone asks me, the BTJ will step in and be like, just let me take it.
Oh, I'll just hand it to the wife. Like, here, she'll do it.
Yeah, I don't
take... Isn't it amazing how bad some of the photos are when you ask some other people to do it?
Yeah.
Like, do you not have any eye whatsoever? Like,
and that's my thing.
Frame us a little bit.
I may not be the greatest photographer in the world, but I'll get you a decent shot. But yes, it is amazing when you take it back and you're like, what?
What? Yeah, what? This is what you shot?
My wife and I it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. We asked somebody just, I think, at like a Halloween or Christmas event. I can't remember which it was. But they took it from like under our chins. Like they pointed it up at us. It's like, dude, I already look chubby. You got to get it from above. How do you think that like getting down on a knee and taking this picture from a downward angle looking up at me is a good angle? Makes no sense.
And doesn't everyone know that?
They should.
You should.
And then... Do you tap, like, so if you have to take a picture of somebody, how many do you take before?
Oh, that's the other one. I usually take, on average, like three.
Three.
When
Two,
we,
three.
When we were in Portugal, the BDJ wanted a bunch of photos, and we handed it to someone. Dude, we came back.
How many did they take?
Like 20.
Yeah.
They were like, they do like the rapid fire.
They hit the shutter.
Boy, it is... You're like, whoa.
I think that's what you're technically...
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Well, I think people do that because that just gives you quickly options. A ton of options.
Yeah, yeah, dude. My thing is, dude, give me two, and if one of them isn't great, then that's, you know, hey, right. it just didn't work out.
Someone texts our show. You can text us here.
Yes, you can.
They said, let's back up. Rob, would you accept the offer to record a trend dance move? No. That's a good point. No. I'm not doing that.
But Rob's
they,
out.
But they might catch me saying, hey, will you take a photo of us?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Take a photo.
Yeah, sure, I'll take a photo, because people often need that.
I would take a photo, but if I knew that someone was about to break down a Harlem Shake, I think I would probably politely decline.
Go ask Big Sook. See that guy with the beard over there? Go ask him. He loves that.
The problem is that no one asked. Like, this is not the face of someone that you ask, for the most part, to take photos.
No, for anything.
Yeah, I don't.
You ask the guy in the headband.
Yeah. I don't get a lot of, well, do you? Or do you come across as the friendly traveling type that's like, that's...
Oh, I don't know. I think it's all proximity.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're looking around. You're like, hey, will you take a photo?
That guy.
You know, my wife and I have the nice faces. We always get asked. Uh-huh. Or always get talked to.
The only thing I ever get asked to do is a spot in the gym. Other than that, no one asks me to do crap.
The other funny one is, like, you will ask... I've done this because I'm an old...
Yeah.
I'll go, hey, would you like me to help, like, take a picture of you?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we want a selfie.
I have done that.
I'm like, oh. God.
I have done that. When you see someone and it seems like they're struggling with the awkward angle, and like, I'll just take that.
Yeah, I'll take it. Nope. Like, no.
Gotta have a selfie.
Ew.
Did you see
Go away, creep.
Did you see the mountain climber that died? I think this was like this weekend.
No.
I'll look it up. It's awful. Like, I don't.
Selfie?
Yeah.
Selfie tumble?
They're all up, and it's not Everest, but it's the top of a very high mountain, and they're all in a group, and they've got the safety line. And Dunkoff there unhooks themselves from the safety line so that they can turn.
Oh, my God.
Because they're on top of the mountain to take the selfie, and the one guy has got, like, a GoPro on, and the person's, like, I don't know, maybe 20 feet in front of him. And you can kind of see him turn, and you can see him see their hand going up trying to take the selfie. And then you just see him start sliding. And then they just toboggan down. And that's the end of it. And you're like, wow.
Damn.
Yeah, it was making the rounds. It's
that
something else.
Awful.
Well, I'm not. No, I'm not laughing.
Why are you laughing at that?
I'm not. It's
I laugh at their stupidity. Why the hell would you want to climb up to some high spot and grab a selfie stick, which throws your balance off more, and do something like that?
I mean, look.
Natural selection, idiots.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, people do.
Yeah, just look up.
Dumb things.
Yeah, look up selfie death. A tourist died. It was him. I thought it was a gal. They were climbing Mount Namafang in China. They unclipped the safety harness to take a pic, slipped on the ice, and the other climbers just... Like, you can say, dude, the weird part is the two that are filming, they don't even react. They just, like, turn their heads, and they're like,
what do we do?
Yeah, there's no, like, what do you, they're, like, on the top of a ledge, and it looks like someone just.
Did one of them just ask for the cameras, like, let me check out this
pic? I bet you that was a hell of a selfie.
How good did I look?
Yeah, right?
Hey, hold on.
I mean, it's kind of a surreal video, because it kind of looked, they're not sliding fast. It just looks like they're just sliding down a hill, but it's. It's not a hill, it's a mountain, and they just keep on going.
So about flipping the camera, one content creator named Tinks said...
Oh, yes, Tinks.
It is one of the meanest video formats that I've seen on this app. It's straight-up bullying.
Oh, yeah.
For God's sake.
I mean, it kind of sounds like, yeah, they're trying to catch somebody off guard and make fun of how they look.
It's, yeah.
The whole concept.
Yeah, that's the idea.
It really is. Mm.
I don't know. This is where I'm like 1,000 years old. I'm like, what? This is what we're doing?
That mix of embarrassment, hope, and disappointment that nobody really apologizes for. The worst part is how it seems to be normal. Because y'all are posting it with no repercussions. It's easy to humiliate someone for views. Those are just some of the reviews of the new TikTok trend. Flipping the camera.
Flipping the camera.
It's a good thing we don't have TikTok.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
On the tip, no time.
All right. Sook's keys to the Big Beavers Ducks tilt next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, we really don't, because the Ducks and Beavers have you from here.
And that's, you're in good hands at that point.
I think that's right.
The Platypus have you.
Yeah, Civil War basketball is coming up next.
This vicious cockfight.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying there were pregame fights between the teams. They were so fired up for this game. There's so much heat.
Can't wait. What is it? What are we, like 5 games into the season?
I don't even know that we're 5 games into the season, fella.
Maybe 3 or 4.
Meanwhile, Geno Smith channeling his inner Sam Darnold, throwing it to the other team.
17-6.
And he just turned it over, so now the Cowboys can punch it in again. They'd be up 24-6
crappy-ass
Raiders.
You got options tonight. You got the second half
really
of this
don't.
Game.
Yeah, you really don't. You really don't. Although something tells me it's the NFL, the Raiders and Cowboys will come down to a field
come
goal.
Down to the wire. Somehow, some way, although it is the Raiders' offense, so I doubt it.
How long Pete Carroll lasts in Vegas at this point, man? Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Did you see Tom Brady up in the box hanging with Jim Gray, his buddy Jim Gray?
Oh, yeah, they used to do those weird, like, Monday night interviews.
Well, I don't know if they were weird, but
they
yes,
were weird. They were weird. They were weird.
He used to do a halftime interview on Monday Night Football with Jim Gray. They're buddies. So Jim Gray is up there in his suite in Vegas watching this game, watching them lose tonight. What They're partying.
What if he's talking about how crappy they are?
And by the way, I don't know if you've seen Tom Brady lately.
Is he going the Wayne Gretzky road?
Bro,
it's happening, right?
Right before our very eyes.
Happens to the best of them, dude.
All right, Ducks, Beavers coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3-7 to Fake Night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.